Pope Francis will depart this afternoon from Rome's Fiumicino Airport for a two-day visit to the Marian Shrine of Fatima in Portugal. The visit marks the 100th anniversary of the Marian apparitions beginning on May the 13th, 1917, of three shepherd children in Fatima. The highlight of Pope Francis' visit will be the Mass on Saturday, during which he will canonise two of the children, Blessed Francisco and Blessed Jacinta. Vatican Radio's Christopher Altieri is in Fatima awaiting the Pope. He sent us this report.
All throughout the day on Thursday, as afternoon turned to twilight and twilight gave way to evening, a steady and slowly but visibly increasing stream of pilgrims seemed to build. Tens of thousands of pilgrims are now preparing to make their final descent on the great square that stretches between the new sanctuary, the Basilica of the Most Holy Trinity, and the Basilica of Our Lady of the Rosary, both imposing structures of some grace and genius, the former in a decidedly modern style and the latter a harmonious blend of elements established in many architectural traditions and periods, including a bell tower, vaulted ceilings, a colonnade, and more than a dozen pieces of impressive statuary, the centerpiece of which is the statue of the Immaculate Heart of Mary in the niche of the tower. It is the work of the Dominican priest-sculptor Thomas McGlynn, a U.S. citizen, crafted according to the indications of the seer and discalced Carmelite sister Lucia herself, and paid for by the Catholic faithful of the United States. The story of the statue makes for great reading. It is this reporter's first time here, though, and the thing that has been the most powerfully affecting particular of the sanctuary complex thus far is the Chapel of the Apparitions, built on the exact spot of the apparitions in Fatima in 1917. Pilgrims of every age and state of life in the church, some flush with the exuberance of youth, some filled with gratitude for the graces of a life abundantly blessed, and others too, people who, to look them in the eyes, have doubtless seen the elephant, approach the tiny covered chapel all day long, many of them on their knees, circumambulating the site, pausing, praying, hearing Mass and offering their rosaries, sometimes singly and in silence, more often, though, in groups. The most startling thing about it is how there is nothing strange or startling about it, really. Our Blessed Lady seems to the pilgrims I've observed to be a daily companion, familiar even. Their faith is as comfortable as a sturdy old pair of walking shoes, of which I've seen several pair. And definitely simple. Simple, that is, as the divine nature itself, or almost so. The divine nature which Mary carried in her womb, the bottomless secrets of which she and she alone is contemplated with such perfect intimacy. Here, though, in this place, 100 years ago, the sun danced in the sky at the command of the Queen of Heaven, who had come to visit simple shepherd children. It is here that Pope Francis is coming as a pilgrim among pilgrims. Here, we have a powerful interpretative key of the program of his pontificate. Time and time again, the Holy Father has encouraged popular devotion, those ancient and venerable practices of piety that Catholics can't quite seem to quit and everyone else doesn't quite seem to get. And here in Fatima, he is coming to recall the attention of the world to the power of a simple prayer. With Mary I come as a pilgrim in hope and peace, Pope Francis has said in the motto of this voyage, which he himself has insisted is a pilgrimage. He is, in other words, trusting the power of popular devotion to move the faithful and, who knows, perhaps even move the world once again from the brink of self-destruction. He is also trusting the faithful to be powerful agents of change in the world precisely by means of the prayerful witness of faith which opens hearts to the work of charity. In Fatima, awaiting Pope Francis, I'm Chris Altieri.